Okay, next. Simin Beis, Hilchos Natilas Yadayim Shachris. I say, so La Yiga Kadam Natila Leba Peh. So before you wash your hands, you're not supposed to touch your mouth with your hands. Leba Chaitim, not your nose. Leba Naim. That's a rough one because people like to wipe their eyes, right? Meaning, and that means even when the eyes are closed. Leba Naim, not the ears. Leba Piyat Habas, and not in the rectum. Leba Eichlin, and not in food. There's a common question. What do you do if you touched food? Or kids a lot of times will touch food. Mishnah Berurah says that you should wash the food 3 times. As far as I know, that is not the minhag. And don't touch anywhere where you have an opening from bloodletting. Because the ruach ra that's on the hands will cause damage to these parts of the body. And meaning basically it's any opening to the body, do not touch. It's best to be makbid by Natilas Yadayim in the morning with a kli, to use a utensil, with water. You mean you use water. Koyach gavra means you want to pour it, meaning you want a human using his strength. Who writes it? Lispalo. Shasatak. When he doesn't have mayim karoyim and he wants to daven, yachalito kol davar. Then you could use anything to wash your hands. This happens a lot to people that are traveling. Mayim and any type of water, kavra, and just use the sink. You could still make the bracha natilas yadayim. If you have a river, better to toil your hands 3 times. I feel b'sheleg or even in snow. But if you have no water, you kanach yada be'ez adar, and then wipe your hands on something. V'yivarach al nekiyas yadayim, on the cleanliness of hands, v'dayloi l'tfila, and it's daylo l'tfila. I think we're Dominican not to make that bracha. This comes up a lot for people that want to make a bracha in the middle of the night. You want to take a drink, or nursing mothers who also want to drink or make a baby bottle, etc., etc. So there are shitas that say that in the middle of the night you don't have to worry about this tumah. The tumah only comes in the morning, so you could rely on that. But still, somebody who's sleeping wants to make a bracha should wipe their hands on their clothing or on their blanket first, the entire hand, both sides of the hand, before they make a bracha. Because she is damalei achakach mayim v'kelim aruim, and then. Again, he's talking about where you had to just rub your hands on something. So when you get proper water, then you wash your hands another time, but don't make another bracha.
What about the babysitters? What about all these like goyim or fry yidden who don't wash
The
properly?
problem, it's so the assumption, what we're saimachan, is what?
That they wash regular and maybe that works. If they
If they
wash
wash the regular hands,
regularly,
yes.
that may work, or that works like Mikar Hadin.
It doesn't work, Meikar Adin.
Did you have it?
Yeah.
So meaning if they did not wash yet, then we should not be like they should not touch anybody and should not touch the food.
Correct. The people, you have Jewish workers, you should try and get them to wash their hands first. Yeah.
Only
Only
Jewish.
Jewish, yeah. Goyim don't have the tumah. That's a good point. That's a good thing to point out. Yeah, Goyim don't have tumah. Anyways.
Somehow that Goyim have more. I think Gemara brings that Goyim also have like some. I know some big people used to go to mikvah after shaking hands with a Goyim.
Yeah, okay, that's all fine, but I'm saying Me'ikra Din, they don't have them. The Pasha, the reading is they don't have. Yeah, there are those that say that there is a type of tumah. I don't know. Okay, she's Mayim, but let's say you get water later. You wash your hands one more time, Yivarech, but do not make another bracha. Fine. Zayin, Ksiv, Baruch Hinasi, Hashem, Vechol, Krav, Oh, I just read it. I'm sorry. It says, "Baruch Hinashias Hashem v'chol krova Hashem kodshoy." Right, my nefesh is going to praise, bless Hashem, whatever that means. and my insides are gonna bless him. Since a person has to make a bracha to Hashem with all his insides, meaning that's a mussar to be learned from that too, which is that we got to put our whole energy into davening. All right, so also levarach achi yinakas a kirvayim mitzoyim. You cannot make a bracha till you clean out your insides from excrement and meraglayim, urine, and bavoyker, bakumay. And in the morning when you get up, mistama, hu tzarach lasis tzrachav. We knew normally when you get up in the morning, you have to go to the bathroom. While the chalapachas lahashtin, tzrachav means gedolim, which is tzaya. Do not make the bracha anatilas yadayim until you clean yourself. Then wash your hands again. Then asher yotza or birchas atayr or birchas elokein neshama. That's the way the kids are saying is say it all then and there. Sounds like in your room, maybe even before you get dressed. Or right after you get dressed, although there's others and there's a long bir halacha on this about whether it's better to do this in shul or not. There's no clarity of exactly what's the better way to do it. Ches im hishkin v'nata yada by delilah. So we just discussed this before, but he's so if you get up early, we didn't discuss this exactly, but if you get up early, this is very negayah now because now. Dawn is what 6:05, whatever, six around six, and it's getting later until we change the clocks. So if you get up early and you wash your hands when it's still night, kedinoi, right? Vahoya er ad yorayim, and then you stay in a meeting. So let's call it simple. You got up 2 o'clock in the morning, you wash your hands, everything great. Now you're up until daylight. Hashay yoshen achar kach shenis by delilah, or even if you went back to sleep, chena yoshen b'yoyim shitin nishmin, or somebody goes to sleep during the day, 60 breaths. That's around a half hour. Or somebody's up a whole night, and she's a nishman and didn't sleep. 60. With all these, it's a suffix whether it needs a tilas yadayim. Therefore, you should wash your hands 3 times every other hand. In all these situations, do not make a bracha because, like we know, suffix bracha is lahakal. Tess, elu dvarim tzrichin netilas yadayim b'mayim. These are the things that require netilas yadayim b'mayim. Now, this is a loaded sif. I really am working on a PDF to clarify this to everybody because it's surprising the lack of understanding of these halachas. But this is a list of things that cause a ruach ra to go on people's hands, and you have to wash your hands. But this doesn't stop you from learning Torah. This is just a tumma thing. Nothing to do with dirt. Right? So,
and,
but these
and,
are...
And what does that... how does that change? Meaning, it's, so I have tumma on me. So,
meaning, doesn't
but...
really... You got to wash the tumma off.
But I'm not... I don't eat korbanos, and I don't eat anything, so what's the...
No, because we don't want the tumma. Same thing in the morning. You don't want ruach ra. I don't know, tumma is not the right word. Ruach ra. You don't want bad spirits. You want bad spirits on you?
Definitely not.
Right, so I mean, even if, depending on what sports team you are, right, that's already bad spirits enough for a fan. But anyways,
what about Mayim Achrani? Mayim Achrani, we hold that it has ruach ra.
What?
What about Mayim Achrani? We hold it has ruach ra.
No, Mayim Achrani is for a different reason. Mayim Achrani is for a different reason.
No, I'm saying after we wash the water, that after Mayim Achrani.
Yeah,
that
that's what you're supposed to
water
cover it.
And then we wipe, and then people wipe the lips.
Yeah, because the water on the hand is clean. I
It's
don't know, these
clean.
are all, yeah. Anyways, but here, notice it doesn't say you need a cup here. Doesn't say, he just says you need to wash your hands with water. Hakamen amita, if you get up from when you go to sleep, hayotzim v'sakise, when you leave the bathroom, doesn't say you're going to the bathroom, just going out of the bathroom. We base some merchats from the bathhouse. You take your fingernails. If you cut your hair, you take off your shoes. When Mashamash b'tasa, you have relations.
You don't need a cup of water.
It doesn't say that. Vanegea bikina, and you touch a bug. Vamafales begodav, if you delouse your clothing, afilu loynaga bikina, even if you didn't touch a bug. Vachayiv roish, you scratch your head. Vanegea begufa, you touch your body in places that are normally covered. Vayotim v'is hakvaras, and somebody leaves a cemetery. Malva es ha-meis, and if you not malva, malava es ha-meis, you escort a mace, meaning you're part of levaya, or shenichnas ba'ayel a mace, or you go in the same building as a mace. V'makas dama, you take blood. All of these require washing hands. Almost all of these do not require a cup. The only two that really require a cup is the Beis HaKvaras and the getting out of bed. The rest of them, Me'ikar HaDin, do not require a cup.
Tashmish Amita.
What? Even Tashmish HaMita. So a lot of people are makbid Al Pi Kabbalah, you always wash with a cup. Me'ikar HaDin is not necessary.
What levaya ha-meis within 4 amas?
No, so that's also the debate. Mo, I don't know, most, many say that as long as you're part of the Levaya, that's a Ruach Ra, and you should wash your hands, even if you're nowhere near the mace. Yeah.
Even if you're far away outside on the street on the open field,
That's
Rishus
what
HaRabim.
some say. I mean, there are others that say you don't need it, so it's better to wash your hands. Okay, Siman Gimel, right? We're doing one on Siman Gimel. Dina
And
Levishas.
what about
You're
covering
doing one,
tzitzis?
yes. Who?
What about covering tzitzis? Also the same. Hiding the tzitzis. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Siman Gimel. Dina Levishas Begadav Eiluchai. Wearing your clothing and walking. Ubay Ches Seifim. It says you have to be tznius. This is another pet peeve of mine. Tonight's a big pet peeve. Naftali, go back and listen to last year. See if I have the same peeves. Yeah. It doesn't say atznei alecha simulekecha for women. Right? It says
Probably
you
have new
have.
ones.
Could be. Could be. So it says atznei alecha simulekecha. That's for everybody. Tznius applies to everybody. Lefika, tzarech ha'odom, a male. What that mean? A person. Liya tznua b'chol archozav. He has to be tznua. V'lachen kishalayvish apoyshet. When you get dressed, you take off your clothing. Oishar beged shal basaray, or any clothing that's on your flesh. Yedaktek me'oid shalei legalis is guva. You have to be very careful not to reveal your body. You have to get dressed and undressed when you're laying on your bed covered. I'm in a room within a room. It's dark. Nobody's seeing me. That's not true. Hashem fulfills the entire world, as we learn in this week's parsha.
Do people do this? People do this?
One second. And darkness is like light in front of Hashem. And somebody who has tznius and embarrassment. Okay, so you're asking a good question. Does anybody do this? So Shulchan Aruch is very clear that you have to do this.
I mean,
So what's
clearly,
the.
I just gave it away that I don't.
Yeah, me neither, okay? Once we're all laying it bare, no pun intended. I don't do it either. So what's the justification? So the way I understand it from working on this, but I could be wrong, is that you can go swimming, right? So you go to the mikveh and you go in a shower. So what's a pshat there? Oh, why don't you have to take a shower with your shvimkleit or whatever? So the reason is because if it's an amakim, that's the way it's expected to dress. So therefore, that's not a bush. Hashem's not going to say, oh, look at
But
this
it's
person the way
not.
he's walking around. Right? So the question is, Bizman Azeh, our bedrooms are meyuchid for walking around like that. Meaning, if you enter your bedroom, somebody comes barging into your bedroom and you're walking around without a shirt on, nobody's going to think, look at that. Look, right? Look how embarrassing that is that he's walking around his bedroom like that, because that's your bedroom. That's the way we expect it to be. No different than a swimming pool. If you would go answer your front door like that, then people would say, like, oh, look at that chutzpah, right? So any place that you would be embarrassed to be seen that way, then you taka can't dress that way, right?
Maybe
But
some people used to swim in their clothes back in the days.
it could be, but most don't. Meaning, the point is, the way this halacha is meant to be is that back then they slept in their living rooms. They didn't have five bedrooms, six bedrooms. They lived in one bedroom, one room. It was the same room that they had their Shabbos suit that they were sleeping. So to
Yeah,
walk
think
around in
about
the
that.
same room that you just had your Shabbos suit, to walk around undressed there is a busha. You can't do that. But in our, because of our luxuries. So we don't have we don't that's that seems to be the justification for why we don't do it. Like Lamashal in a sukkah. So when I sleep in the sukkah, I taka get dressed under the blanket. Because in a sukkah,
I
you
go into
wouldn't.
the house and I get dressed.
I'm saying, but you shouldn't, if you're wearing, if you're walking around, let's say in boxers or whatever it is, in a t-shirt, that you would never be seen in the sukkah like that. So then it's not right to walk to, it's not right. Either put on pajamas or a sweatshirt or a pants and then go out from under the bed. At least that's what I think. It could be I'm wrong, but meaning it in a sukkah, it's and it's a pain to get dressed that way. Let me tell you, it's a pain. Yeah.
Not as
So
easy as it sounds.
no, it's not. You
No, it's like
there.
I've done it over the years at times, but it's
Yeah.
not so easy.
It's not. It's not. But anyways, as far as I know, that is the justification. Okay, we will stop over there. Everybody should have a fine night, a good Shabbos, and
Guys, thank you.
Mesiras Tovas. All right.
Take care. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
I'm gonna listen.